Hey everybody, it's your host, The Crazy Uncle. I just wonder why in the hell anybody listens to country music anymore. I mean, that's why Bud Light works with them so well, because both of them are, like, trying to turn people into just, well, girls. They're not telling people how it is and how they should actually operate. And this is why I'm glad we're in the Great Awakening, where people don't just listen to the radio, because when you do, it's nothing but chants, like a cultish chant, where you're chanting the same thing over and over again. And the message is all wrong. I'll give you an example right here, right now. We got this song about, oh, it's all about a father's love and all this other fun stuff. Well, let's break this down. The kid gets into a fight. He walks home thinking his dad's going to kick the crap out him. So you already know he has an abusive father there. And guess what? The father's like, oh, I'm just going to give you this hopeful message, and we're going to say the same thing 20 times in the same 2-minute song, where we're going to chant the refrain over and over again. You know what you really should have done? Looked at the kid and asked him, so, did you start the fight? Yes or no? And the only other question is, did you win? And if the answer on that one is nope, guess what? If he's willing to fight, he's willing to learn how to fight. It should be straight to the MMA gym and straight to a trainer. If the father doesn't know how, he needs to get a subject matter expert to train him. That's what you do as a parent. That's what you do as a father. That's what you do to train your kid to get ready to face the world. Because if you're not ready to do that, you're not a parent. And how do I know this even when I don't have any kids? Being an NCO is pretty much the same freaking thing as being a parent. And I'll break that down in another video. I'm not going to get into that now. But ladies, you're not getting off either, because there's another one by this woman. I used to like her, but now I can't freaking stand her. She's talking about how a woman is so fancy that she quite literally whores her way from the streets into a position of power, where she's got a like political husband or a judge or something like that, that she literally slept her way up to. No. That literally just told a generation of women to go around and spread their legs for a bunch of guys, and they'll immediately get given all the cash and prizes and all that. Doesn't work that way. You know what I say? Fuck you. And you know what I say to the rest of them? Fuck you. Because you know what? They don't think about what they're doing. But I hope you're thinking real good and hard about this. And I'm done making my point right now. I want you to actually look inside yourself and realize, hey, has this warped my thinking meat? This is your crazy uncle punching out.